From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Stuart Whidden is stepping down as Glades County Sheriff, and three people are competing to replace him Tuesday. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
Republican Susan Harrell is a captain for the Hendry County Sheriff's Office, but she's lived in Glades County for about 16 years. Harrell says she wants to be Glades Sheriff to create more programs for local youths because...
You know, we're rural. We don't have movie theaters and bowling alleys and miniature golf or things that a lot of young people like to do. We have rodeos. We have livestock. We're just more country.
Harrell says she'd also like to place more officers in county schools to build a rapport with students. And independent sheriff candidate Robert Tony Wilson says he, too, wants to invest in young people. He has nearly 30 years of law enforcement experience with the Florida Highway Patrol and the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He retired in 2001. Wilson also wants to focus on better communication between the police and the community. He says he thinks locals do not understand officer protocol.
Yeah, if we bridge that gap, we can get away from those confrontations that don't have to become physical.
Democrat David Hardin is also running. He was not available for an interview. One of these three candidates will be named Glades County Sheriff Tuesday night. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.